like a wild man that lives in a cave, and when you come along, I wanna be your slave. I'm like a great big camel with a hump in his back from shaking myself when you walk by my shack. Well, I hope someday that they'll turn me loose, and I'll walk out the gate like a big bull moose. And if you are still hanging around, then we'll get married and settle down.
From 1958, that was the spokesman for his generation, certainly. Nobody said it quite like Tom Reeves when he said, "Dooka dooka 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 doo." Yes, that was a song called Primitive Love, 1958, Tom Reeves. If you could name another Tom Reeves song, you win something. Off the bottom of my shoe. Before that, Deja Voodoo from their 1984 album, Cemetery, which I do believe was actually reissued this past Record Store Day. Yeah. You can finally find it again. We heard Voodoo Barbecue from that legendary release. And the frontman of Deja Voodoo, Gerard Van Herk. Before that, from his almost brand new record, what's it called? I don't know. But on it is a song that we heard called Eat a Shrimp, Go to Hell. Yeah. So, yeah, if you're contemplating dinner tonight, keep that in mind. All right. We also heard Gerard Van Herk teaming up with Bloodshot Bill on a little number called She Said No, sounding suspiciously like Goo Goo Muck, I thought. But that's from their Shot of Blood EP. And Bloodshot Bill himself hanging out with J.D. McPherson on his album Night Owls with I Can't Go Anywhere With You. And like we said earlier, Bloodshot Bill coming back to Times Change High and Lonesome Club Saturday, May 16th with the Poison Suckers opening up. That's going to be a time. Yes, indeed. Well, speaking of spooky stuff, let's check out Shane McGowan's Ghost, see how he's doing. There's going to be a tribute record coming out later in the year to Shane McGowan. All kinds of folks on it doing all kinds of Shane classics. Although nobody really does Shane like Shane, you know? We've got a couple of songs from this record that's coming out already. And both of them are fine. They're quite nice. We're going to hear both of them now. And there's nothing wrong with either of them. They're splendid in their own ways, but really neither of them bring anything more to the game, you know? I don't know. See what you think. This is the first time, I believe, and he's got a few records out under his own name and under band names and as special guests and stuff, but I don't think we've ever before played Johnny Depp on the Twang Trust, but here he is with Imelda May. Oh, wrong. This is Johnny Depp with Imelda May.
Do you remember that sunny day somewhere in London? In the middle of nowhere, didn't have nothing to do that day. Didn't want to do nothing anyway.
You got a way of walking. you standing in the street. You were so cool, you could have put out Vietnam.
All the girls ask, what's he like? I say he's kind of shy.
Thank you. Sometimes I'd wake up in the morning, the ginger lady by my bed, covered in a cloak of silence. I'd hear you talking in my head. Now I'm not singing for the future, and I'm not dreaming of the past. I'm not talking of the first times. I never think about the last. And now the song is nearly over. We may never find out what it means. Still there's a light I hold before me. You're the measure of my dreams, the measure of my dreams.
Ah, the Pogues. From the Pogetry in Motion EP, that was The Body of an American. Ah, Shane, we miss ya. So does Bruce Springsteen and Johnny Depp and Imelda May, because they all did a song in tribute to Shane on a record that's coming out later on in the year. But we got them for you right here, right now. We heard Bruce Springsteen doing A Rainy Night in Soho, and Johnny Depp and Imelda May on Haunted. It'll always be Shane and Sinead for me on that one, but still, nice to hear Imelda again. Yeah. Been a while. So there's a couple of, there's some good shows coming up. In fact, there's a show tonight at the West End Cultural Center. You should be privy to. You might want to head on down. You still got time. I know Carrie Latimer, you know, from Nathan and Leaf Rapids, or as some people refer to her these days, Theremin Thelma, I think that's the new name she's going by. She's opening up for, what's her name's? It's left me. It was right on the tip of my tongue like seconds ago. You know, come on. I know the openers. I know Tofu Smell is opening. And then the headliner, I'm picturing them in my head right now. Oh, this is annoying. Here, let me West End. See, it'll be here. Let me see. Ray Spoon. Look, it hadn't even queued up. It's Ray Spoon has got a new record out. She's there at the West End Cultural Center tonight. And there's another show going down there next Friday. Bit of a surprise. A surprise opener, anyways. We get a chance to see a mise en scene again so soon after their big show at Times Change. Just a little while ago, their surprise opening act for the Bonaduces, who are doing one of their Once in a Blue Moon reunion shows. That's Friday, May 8th at the West End Cultural Center, along with Greg Rikus and The Inside Job. And then coming up this Sunday at the Pyramid, we normally wouldn't tell you about such stuff. Electric Six, who we last saw with the Super Suckers there about a year back or so. Electric Six are in town. The opening act for Electric Six, a band called Tragedy. It's a heavy metal tribute to the Bee Gees and beyond. So it's basically all disco songs done heavy metal style. And Mrs. Stu's cousin, guy who goes by the name of Cornmo occasionally, Cornmo and Theremin Thelma could do a great, that would be a great bill, actually. But Cornmo is in his Tragedy mode. He's coming to town. Yeah, the Mrs.'s cousin is playing the Pyramid this Sunday. So, yeah, it's going to be a family outing. We're going to rock out to all our favorite Bee Gees and disco hits. So that's going to be a time. And then this Saturday, this is the one that's kind of got me excited. Saturday at Times Change, it's the big album release bash for Strawberry Punch. We saw Strawberry Punch for the first time a few months back. They were opening up for that band whose name is escaping me. No, it's not. I remembered it real quick. They're the Shivas. Remember the Shivas? They were playing that Winterruption Festival. Aren't they from Portland or somewhere out that way? But there was 800 opening acts. The Haleys were the only one that meant anything to me. But the other two were great. Prairie, who we're going to hear from in this set as well, and Strawberry Punch, who just blew me away. They got a whole record coming out now, and it's getting released this Saturday. Times Change, High and Lonesome Club. Paige Drobot going to be opening up, as well as somebody else going under the title of Earth Angel. And Earth Angel and Prairie, and to a lesser degree, but sometimes, and particularly on this song we're going to hear, it's kind of like Winnipeg's shoegaze superstars is what these kids are all about. And I'm kind of loving it. I don't know. Strawberry Punch, though, they're kind of all over the place. Sometimes they're like girl group pop. Sometimes it's like straight-ahead punk rock. Sometimes it's a mixture of all this stuff. And this one is a particularly interesting mix. It's on the new release. Go celebrate it this Saturday at Times Change. This is a song called Jane. It's Strawberry Punch, kids, on the Twang Trust.
Sometimes
Next Chance to See Prairie, that's who we were just listening to, is on May 15th at Side Stage, part of a big multi-band bill. The other two acts we heard in there, Strawberry Punch and Earth Angel, you can see this Saturday at Times Change High and Lonesome Club when Strawberry Punch release their full-length debut album. At least I think it is. They says it's an album release as opposed to an EP release. So I'm hoping we get, you know, the full meal deal. I don't know if it's going to be in physical form or just download or what the deal is. But anyways, go see them. Find out. Going to be great. We heard Jane from Strawberry Punch as well as Blue Hour from Earth Angel, who are going to be part of that bill as well. And Prairie, who we just heard there, Turn Blue was the song from their Fawn EP that came out about a month back or so. Yeah. So, Keb Mo. You heard of Keb Mo, right? We're going to hear him next, but a different one. Not the Keb Mo you're thinking of. No, the blues guy. The blues guy whose given name is Kevin Moore goes by Keb Mo. No, it's not him. We're going to hear from Kevin Morby, who himself could be Keb Mo if he wanted to be, I suppose. Keb Mo 2. Keb Mo the white one. I don't know. Anyways. Kevin Morby has a record coming out on May 15th called Little Wide Open. He was on something last night on TV. Oh, he was on Jimmy Kimmel. And I don't know. I don't know if he did anything too controversial or not. I don't think he did. He kept it, you know, pretty regular. Except it was a great song, and I thought, well, you need to hear that song again. So we're gonna. Yes, we are. We're gonna hear the song that he did last night. It's called Javelin. And then we're gonna hear Kevin Morby hanging out with his missus. And they're expecting parents, I hear. Yes, Kevin Morby and Katie Crutchfield from Waxahachie coming up as a duo. After this brand new cut from Kevin, from the new record, like we already told you, called something. Oh, there it is, Little Wide Open. This is Javelin.
Myself, I should go dancing. Take my boots off the shelf. Don't be concerned, babe. At least not yet. I am still happy to be breathing in. You know I have been. You know I have been traveling through the air. Down the highway like a javelin towards this old cow town in the Bible Belt. Remember when they asked us, baby, just how it felt to be alone in the middle of Middle America when the sun moves. Behind the moon and the earth goes black. Mama is like that. Mama is like that. Mama
one day, the day we go in, then when we escape. It might have been, it might have been. Could this be our life, babe? Would you be my wife, babe? Everything ending now, into a beginning now. But when you fall, you get back up and run. And time paints a picture now, the world will eclipse you now. And when you fall, you get back up and run. Old Cowtown in the Bible Belt. Remember when they asked us, baby, just how it felt to be alone, just the two of us in middle America. When the moon moves behind the sun, the earth lights up. Mama, 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 that was us.
You found me. You found me. find me?
Why'd you have to wait to find me, to find me?
Why'd you have to wait to find me, to find me?
Why'd you have to wait to find me, to find me?
Too young. If I die too young, let all I've done be remembered. I'll sleep easy like baby Jesus in his manger. I'll sleep easy like baby Jesus, safe from danger.
Staples from her most recent record, Sad and Beautiful World, a song there, Beautiful Strangers, written by Kevin Morby. It's true. Before that, Kevin and the Mrs. Waxahachie, Katie Crutchfield, You Found Me, a cover of a song by a band called The Fray, which was what? It was from the soundtrack to a Netflix series called Too Much, which I have not seen. So I know nothing about it. Can't tell you nothing. And also brand new Kevin Morby from his upcoming album Little Wide Open, a song called Javelin at the top of the set. We'll leave you with a song that I did hear on another TV series just this past Sunday. Started watching this new show, comes out of Britain. What was it called? Called Half Man? I think that's what it's called. It's an intense watch. It's an intense, uncomfortable viewing experience, for sure. But there's something there. It's pretty interesting. And this song, this was a great lighthearted moment. There's not too many lighthearted moments in the show, but when this song kicked in, it was one of them, for sure. And here it is now. Ian Dury and the Blockheads. See you next week, kids, on the Twang Trust.
Just cause I ain't never had no nothing worth having, never, ever, never, ever. You ain't got no call not to think I wouldn't fall into thinking I ain't too clever. And it ain't not having one thing nor not another either, neither is it anything, whatever. And it's not knowing that there ain't nothing showing in the answer to the name of Trevor. However, just cause I ain't never said no, nothing worth saying, never, ever, never, never, ever. Things have got read into what I never said till my mouth becomes me head, which ain't not all that clever. And it's not saying one thing nor not another either, neither is it anything I haven't said, whatever. And it ain't not proving that my mind ain't moving an answer to the name of Trevor. However, knock me down with a feather, clever Trevor. Why brows wonder
Weather, clever, Trevor's clever. Either have they got, nor neither haven't not got no right to make a clock out of Trevor. Why should I forget about something kind of such stupidness is mad, cause nothing underfoot comes to nothing less to add to a load of old toot and earn off, not off glad, cause there's nowhere to put it, even if I had, I'm a bit of a jack the lad.